In the early part of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, we find the Torah describes two episodes where he leaves, or Moshe goes out. First, of course, being when he sees the Egyptian beating the Jewish slave. The Torah tells us, Vayetse Elechav. And then two psukim later, Vayetse Bayom HaShini, and he sees Vinei Shnei Anoshim Mivrim Nitzim. The two Jews are fighting with one another, and Moshe, unsuccessfully though, tries to intervene. And the Medrash, commenting on these psukim, tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu embarked on these two yitzios, these two going out, these two excursions, and Hashem therefore records them in immediate success of one another, that there is something so significant to both of these episodes that the Torah wants to, not just chronologically, but tell us that they happened next to each other. And Dov Weinberger in his Sefer the Shemen HaTov explains the following. What is the Medrash emphasizing about these two episodes in the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's life? And it tells us that there are two different ways and two different problems that Moshe Rabbeinu is solving. The first problem is Moshe goes out and he sees an external threat to the Jewish people, an Egyptian taskmaster beating up a Jewish person, a Jewish slave. The second episode, Moshe observes internal fighting. These are two Jews that are fighting with one another. And the Medrash, in noting the significance of the relationship between both of these events, shares with us that we cannot neglect the internal conflicts even as we confront the external threats. Our struggle throughout history against enemies from without, which there have been too many to list throughout Jewish history, but just because we are confronting the external threat that is at our doorstep at every moment of Jewish history, but just because we are confronting that does not mean that we don't have to work on maintaining peaceful, caring relationships with one another. Even as the Egyptian taskmasters are beating on the Jewish slaves, even as that is happening, the Torah tells us Moshe Rabbeinu still makes sure that he looks at the internal strife that happens. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, as Rashi says, is nervous that it's this struggle, it's this internal strife, not the external threat of the Egyptian taskmaster, that might make the Jewish people not worthy of Geula. And we are living through this Rashi. We are living through these two episodes, this Medrash, as we speak. We are confronting an external threat, many external threats around the world, and not just the threats that exist all the time, but we're fighting a war against real threats. We're fighting a war of anti-Semitism, and at the same time, we are not neglecting the things that go on between the Jewish people themselves. And therefore, the Medrash makes note of this, because Moshe Rabbeinu, even as he confronts the first Vayetze, the first threat, the external one, he ensures to make sure that we are okay. We're always working on the relationships we have between each other.